This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today we have something for you that is so helpful and can make such a difference in the way that we pray, but you're going to have to listen very carefully because it's so simple you might miss it, but so powerful that you may not want to. So, James, take it from there.
Well, Robbie, when Thomas Edison was working on the electric light bulb, it took a lot of effort. The challenge was the filament inside of it. He did a total of 2,774 experiments before he landed on a brilliantly simple solution, and that was a carbon filament based on bamboo. And when he was working on another invention, actually, it was a storage battery. He had made nearly 10,000 tries, and his associate, Walter Mallory, turned to him and said, "It's a shame you haven't been able to get any results." And Edison responded, "Results? Man, I've gotten lots of results. I know several thousand things that won't work." And I mention this because it seems like in life we've tried so many things in so many ways that won't work when the solution we need is more simple than we might want to admit.
Right. So that brings us back to prayer, I'm guessing?
No, that's right. I kind of took the long way around the block, but prayer at its simplest and best, at its most brilliant, is not about talking to God. It's about talking with God. I want to say that again. Prayer is not about talking to God. It's about talking with God.
Okay, so this is the part, I'm guessing, where we have to listen very carefully, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When we pray, we are conditioned by our nature to make it about us. We think about our lives, we bring our requests, we give God our reasons, but you see where the focus is there. It's all on us. And that can get kind of lonely because it's so one-sided. But Scripture shows us that prayer is meant to be so much more. Romans 15:13 tells us, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And Paul's prayer here points us to the difference between talking to God and talking with God, or perhaps even better put, being with God. When we talk to God, our emphasis is so often on us and not really on seeking his face. But when we talk with him, acknowledging his presence, not just coming to him with a list, then we can receive his peace. Because then he helps us understand that we are with him, and we know that he is with us, and nothing matters more than that. It's not that our circumstances no longer matter. We're still praying about them, but then we're able to see them in a different light, in his light.
You know, James, it makes me think of Vince Lombardi when he held up the football and said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." and you're saying this is prayer when we're, you know, essentially with God, which makes me think about Psalm 119 says, you know, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." When we, you know, have to walk with God in order for him to be on the path. I mean, and you know, when we're walking with him and talking through things, I mean, it's not just to him, you know, and that's essentially, you know, how we actually get through with him.
Right, right. He gives us just enough light for our feet. you know, and we have to trust him for what's in front of us. And we often want to rush ahead and, you know, we want the answer right away. And we have to walk at his pace. But as we do, he'll surprise us. You might think of it this way. God already knows the solutions to our problems, and we can't see them yet, but he can. And when we go to him first with our hearts set on him, not on the answers, then our hearts are no longer troubled, because the peace that he has about everything flows from him into us. And if we let him, he will teach us how to just be quiet in his presence and not have an agenda, but just to be with him, to listen to him, to let him make us lie down beside still waters, if you will.
All right, so this is one of those situations where the journey is actually more important than the destination.
Exactly. As long as the journey is with him, he is the light unto our feet. And when our focus remains on the circumstances, the things we're praying about, and not on him, we're keeping Jesus at arm's length. You know, that's where our eyes are instead of on him. And this is where the simple, basic act of loving him and believing in him matters so much. When we rest in him and trust in his goodness and love, even if we can only do it for a moment, so much can change, because he will meet us right there.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that can be tough to do sometimes. Just because it's simple doesn't make it easy.
Yeah. It can feel that way, especially when we don't know what God is doing or why he's allowed something. But I think the key is to bring all of that before him as well, you know, all of that not knowing, and just to be completely honest and open with him, and to resolve to rest in his goodness and love even when we can't feel it.
Yeah, that makes me think of something Spurgeon said, you know, when we can't trace God's hand, we can still trust his heart.
I love that. Yeah. And we can rest in his heart. Just this past week, I was reading about a German pastor in the 1800s. I'm going to try to say this right. Friedrich von Bodelschwing, who lost 4 of his children to diphtheria within 2 weeks, and they were young children. And he writes about this in his autobiography. And the amazing thing was that in all of that, and I can't imagine what he went through, Robbie, it's unthinkable, but in all of that, he didn't grow bitter. And that was because he stayed close to God. He didn't just pray about his situation, you know, how could you allow this to happen to me? He trusted what he already knew of God's heart and walked with him through it, talking with him, not just to him. And even though it was so hard, God got him through. And then later, this same man would eventually go on to start this orphanage and ministry to disabled children that would influence his country it still influences it today.
Wow. I mean, what we're talking about here is ultimately something that we can make happen, right? Something we can accomplish in our own strength. And God really has to do it in us, right?
Right. We can't make it happen. That's the thing. I mean, but our part is to place ourselves before him in such a way that he will. We have to lean. You know, we have to remind ourselves of his goodness and his faithfulness and his promises. And we have to go into our rooms and close the door and do nothing other than just be with him, clinging to him. But as we do that, he will meet us there.
Yeah, like the verse you mentioned in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, that joy, that peace, that filling comes only after trusting.
That's right. By the power of the Holy Spirit, his strength, not ours, his power working through us.
And to go there, we didn't just talk to him, we walk with him. Let's go there now and ask for his help to do just that. Jesus, thank you that you are the destination. And in there is a place of joy and peace and trust. Like, it's
yes,
such an opportunity for us to just try to go be with you. Help us to see that it isn't something that we just talk to, but that we enter into that relationship deep and deeply, that we can feel your presence as we go through things, that we can turn to you because we know you're right there and speak with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.